In the mid-1990s, members of the hip hillbilly band BR549 made a name for themselves in Nashville. They earned Grammy nominations, performed with the likes of Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, Bob Dylan, and the Black Crowes. Oh, well, a chap can keep you cheap as he dances alone. He does an Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing, hey, ho, Alina. Hey, ho, Alina. Hey, ho, Alina. Hey, ho, Alina. Oh, well, hey, ho, Alina. What, what tonight? But just when the band was getting famous, two members quit. BR549 slipped below the radar of the music business. The band has now resurfaced. BR549 has a few new faces and a new self-produced album. Its unique mix of classic honky-tonk, Gram Parsons country, and rockabilly is the same.
Well, it don't matter if I get my picture on the cover of a magazine. You never know that I always try to do things right.
This song is called Ain't Got Time from the new album, Tangled in the Pines. Frontman Chuck Mead and drummer Shaw Wilson are two of BR549's original members, and they join us from our studios in New York City. Thanks so very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Scott.
What's the name mean? Where's it come from?
Well, it came out of a really late night.
And, most ideas thinner. Do. I'm not sure they're good or bad always. Yeah.
Well, the story behind it is that after a gig one night, some truck driver came through town, gave us $50 to go get some hat show prints made. So we had to think of a name, and we got to talking about Junior Samples from the show Hee Haw, you know, because we're all about that age where Hee Haw was the country laugh-in. And Junior had this sketch every week where he'd come out and sell this used car on this fake car lot out in Cornfield County, and come out, kick the tire, and talk complete gibberish for like 10 seconds and say the number to call is BR549. And we said, well, that's what we ought to call the band, because we never thought that we'd go anywhere. It's hard to explain Hee Haw to people in Germany or France.
Was ist BR549?
Shaw Wilson, let me ask you. You became famous playing a place called Robert's Western Wear, which is more than what it seems. Let's put it that way. I had the pleasure of seeing you guys there in I guess, the late 90s. And it's a wonderful place, but I would imagine that's a tough way to live night after night, isn't it? I mean, for one thing, at least in those days, I don't recall any no-smoking laws. The place was
No, there still aren't. Smoky and sweaty, and it was kind of desperate for a while, you know, because we were making, we started out making like $12 a night or 18, and then finally we'd get up to $35 in tips, you know, so you could see a little bit of progress, but it's like it all turned around much to do with Robert Moore, the guy that built Robert's Western World. He was always building the place up and allowing for more people to come in, and he finally got his liquor license, you know, and then all we had to do was show up and, you know, do our thing, which we were committed to doing, which is, I guess, the testament to why we're here now.
So you got part of the tips people leave at Robert's, huh?
Oh, we got all the tips. That's how we made our living.
I just want you to know I left a $100 bill, in case you've been wondering.
Oh, that was you. Thank you.
Yeah. We always tell people you're going to heaven if you tip us, because we have the pipeline. But
let me ask you about the title track on this CD, Tangled in the Pines.
They told us we were wrong. Slowly, we tried to understand that we'd be on a one-way trip if things got out of hand.
Chuck Mead, you're one of the co-writers of this song, right?
Yeah.
Pretty ominous. What's that mean, we got tangled in the pines?
We kind of felt just a little, not really crushed by the music business, but we were kind of in a state of limbo at that point, because we had no record label, and you know, is the whole thing is sort of the story of our little professional life so far.
I hope you don't mind me asking, and Chuck Mead, let me direct the question to you. You guys had, as BR549, two successful records, and then you had these two bandmates quit. Do you mind telling us what happened? I mean, was there Yoko Ono in the story, or what?
Well, not really. I mean, Jay, who was our bass player, the way that he played the bass, your hands start hurting. I mean, you saw how he did.
Yeah.
He just manhandled that thing. And, you know, we covered a lot of ground. You know, you start getting tired of the road. And living on a bus with six or seven other people, and we did. We were out there a lot. The first couple, 3 years we were out, we did 300 dates a year. But that was pretty much the gist of it, was that they were just really, really tired of being on the road. Because, you know, it seems like it's really fun and glamorous, and it is, but it's also pretty tiring. You get deprived of sleep, food, peace of mind. And, you know, the last thing that you want to, the last thing a guy that is a roofer for a living wants to hear is a bunch of lame-ass musicians complaining about how hard they have to work.
Yeah.
And we don't even have a job, really. But at the same time, we do work hard.
Yeah. Another song I want to ask you about, No Friend of Mine. You got a four-piece band and an L.A. tan. You smile at me and you shake my hand. Bet I got something, baby, that you need. You stab me in the back just to watch me bleed. Always telling me about what you got. Always bugging me about what I'm not. Always coming off like a some big shot. Wasting my precious time. I said, no, 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 that ain't no friend of mine. Now, the art of this song is that the guy who, someone who works in a shoe store, can say, ah, this is the story of my life.
Well, that's country music, isn't it? You take some sort of deep-seated emotion of some kind, whether it's sad or happy or, you know, antagonistic, and put it into everyday language that everybody can understand, and yet keep some of the artistry to it without thinking too much about it. You know, the more you talk about it, the more ridiculous it sounds. But, yeah, that's our George Jones meets the Clash song.
The Clash, you mean, oh, I'm so bored with the USA.
Well, you see, now
George
I'm showing
Jones,
my
Mick
age.
Jones. You know. That's what I mean. We're that old school.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Wish you an awful lot of luck. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Chick Mead and Shaw Wilson of the band BR549, speaking from New York City. They have a new album called Tangled in the Pines and a nationwide tour. I went out last night and stayed out way too long. When I looked around and all my friends had gone. You know, I stayed so long, I could not go home. And to hear full songs from BR549, you can come to our website, npr.org. Oh, I stuck around to see if it would show.